People who are getting older are told to exercise, and miracles will happen in their life. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. People who are getting older are told to exercise, and miracles will happen in their life. Now, you take little people, and they're 3 and 4 years old, and you buy them a set of weights so they can do weightlifting. And you say, 3 and 4 years old, weightlifting? Sure. Why not? They're 10-ounce weights, you know, not very heavy, but they're something that the child can play with. But instead of fighting the possibility of weightlifting, you get by the children toys, and you buy them these toys that are made out of iron, little iron trucks, little iron cars. You can't destroy them, and they can lift them and carry them and drag them around. And what you're doing, you're giving them weightlifting training with things that they like to weightlift. And these little children who play with toys that are quite heavy soon become quite strong and able to do anything they want to do. And they don't know that they're having a specialized weightlifting training program designed just for them. Now, if you tell them that, I don't want to, because that's what adults say, they don't want to. Now, if you had a wife, and your wife said to you, sweetheart, I will marry you under one condition. He said, what's that? She said, well, I love to rearrange furniture. And if you want to marry me and you want to rearrange my furniture for me every Saturday, then I'll love you forever. And sure. So here is this Mr. Milquetoast, pale man, with no muscles. And here's Mama, who isn't muscular herself, but she's strong enough. So she buys fairly good-sized furniture that if you move it around, you get a good weightlifting program. But what she loves to do, she says, dear, we're going to put the piano in that corner. Every week, the piano goes to a different corner or maybe a different location. And sometimes they even shove it in the back bedroom or they put it out in the family room. But every Saturday, they move the furniture around. It only takes them half hour to move it around, but they move all the furniture around. So in a half an hour, Daddy, hubby, has a weightlifting program that is superb. Well, now, Mr. Milquetoast, who looked like, you know, he couldn't lift anything. Within 1 year of marriage, he is Mr.
Muscle.
Schwarzenegger, Mr. Muscle. And he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know how it happened. All he knows is that he loves his wife. And every Saturday after they finished moving furniture around, she had a great love feast with him, you know. And he just couldn't wait for that love feast. He had more energy and he knew what to do to move that furniture and do those things. Now, years went by and this continued. Now, she perhaps didn't have him move as much as she had in the early days, but she still moved the furniture around. What happened to her husband? Her husband was strong and powerful. Her husband was motivated. He was dynamic, alive, beautiful. Do you think they had a happy relationship? Mm-hmm. Oh my, yes. Did she get what she wanted? Mm-hmm. She had a fetish for moving furniture around. Some people do that, you know. And he had a fetish for his wife. Some people do that, you know. And so both of them were met very lovingly and very beautifully. Now, she didn't do that to win him over. She merely knew that he needed the motivation to get his body into a better position, because she didn't want to change him necessarily, but she wanted to give him the opportunity to be strong and powerful. No. If she were to say to him, sweetheart, go down to the gym, you know. Sweetheart, let's buy an exercise set for at home here, where we lift weights at home. Sweetheart, let's do this, let's do that. Or, sweetheart, I'm going to hire a female exercise trainer for you. You know. And so what did she do? She hired herself. She knew intelligently how to get him to exercise. How do you get little children to exercise? You say, we're going to go to the park. We're going to play ball. Have you ever seen the craziest coots in the world called Olympic candidates? These men and women run their hearts out to win something that they can't cash in on. They can't cash in on their gold trophies and their things like that. But what they do is it's a motivation within themselves to be their very best. Now, they like to have the crowds applaud them. They like to have the crowds cheer. And so they go out and they practice and practice. And they train maybe 6 to 8 hours a day, every single day, never missing a day, for a year until the Olympics come. And after the Olympics, do they give cut back? No. After the Olympics come and they have won their trophies and get ready for the next year, do they start eating foods that are not beneficial to them? No. Do they start relaxing from their training schedule? No. Maybe they are not going to be an Olympic candidate anymore, and so they don't have to be as supreme as they were. But they have built habits within themselves of doing things in a very positive, dynamic way, and they are very successful at it. They're very successful at it. And you too, and we too are successful at it. Now, if we have any habits that are not beneficial to us, and we cannot find a wife or husband who get us furniture to push around to get our new habits going, we may have to do it ourselves. Now, if you have a habit of judging other people, you're merely judging yourself, because you cannot see in other people anything other than what's in yourself. Now, Ingeborg is telling us that somebody is rearranging the napkins after she puts them on the table. And I say, Ingeborg, how wonderful! Somebody else is interested in doing it, and you put them down there, and somebody else rearranges them. Fantastic! Now, Ingeborg, if you feel like it, you go rearrange them the way you want them. And then they come in and rearrange them. This could be a game. It could be a big old game. Don't say, oh, it's terrible that they did that. No, it's a game. It's a game. Now, what do little children do? Little children like to play the game with a big T on it. That big T, now I don't know if you catch it, but the word is tease. Little children like to tease each other, and they like to push each other's buttons. And if they can find each other's button, oh, will they push it. If they know that when you have set the table and they rearrange it just a little bit, that you're going to lose your cool, they will rearrange the table. And children are like that. And big children still have their buttons pushed, you know. And so, what's the best way to destroy a tease? No. Not be teased. You don't flow with it. You might say flow with it by not noticing it or not giving it any power, but to flow with it means you recognize what they're doing. What you want to do to not be teased is just to
not be teased.
Somebody rearranges the napkins on you after you have done such a wonderful job of doing so perfectly, and so what do? You merely say, oh my gosh, I know what I want to do. I want to put the red napkins on. So you take all the white napkins off the table and you put the red napkins on. And then they come along and say, but I wanted white napkins on here. Well, you put white napkins on, I'll put the red napkins on. And B, what color do you like? You like blue? So you put the blue napkins on here. And Anita, you like the holiday napkins. So you put them on. And Ellen.
Golden.
Yeah. Ellen with her cloth napkins, the linen napkins, you know. Mm-hmm. She wants to clap. And then don't forget the napkin holder when you put on Ellen's napkins. Mm-hmm. Now, so here we go. We have this party. It's called dinner. And we all sit down at this big party with all these different napkins. And everyone uses the napkin that they put on the table. Because that's why they put them there. So you're welcome. And so what happens then? Everyone is having a ball. And no one is touched by the other. You're mad because she put the napkin on, that she put the other napkin on, and she took another napkin off. She, now, well, what, which one are you mad at? Which one are you unhappy with? It's none of them are worth it. None of them are worth it. Now, how can we live our lives untouched? Now, I realize none of you have been raised in a family where there were other children. You didn't have any brothers or sisters or dogs or cats or mothers or fathers, so you never were teased. You never had anybody tease you or give you a hard time. Everybody just always was so lovely to you. You know, they treat you like a princess or a prince. And so you never had a chance to be untouched. Well, here at the monastery, of the Absolute Monastery, one of the primary programs of the monastery is called touching. And not a matter of touching physically, as touching mentally and spiritually. So we love to touch you. We love to do things that turn you on or turn you off or turn you up or turn you down. And we love to do things that irritate the hell out of you. Because if we can irritate the hell out of you, you're not a master. And if we can't irritate you at all, you're a master. If we cannot touch your funny button and make you so teed off at us, I was going to say pissed off, you know, but teed off at us, and if we can't do that, then what happens? Then you're just a master. Mm-hmm. You're just doing your own thing. Now, does it matter? Does it matter if Sylvia has just done the laundry and the dryer doesn't work? So Sylvia goes out on the beautifully cut lawn out there and lays the clothing, the towels and sheets and stuff out on the lawn. And then along comes Rex and Little Love, and they go to each piece and say, hey, this is interesting, I'm going to mark it. And they mark each piece to say that that's theirs. That's not bad enough. Then Sylvia comes out ready to chew nails, and she looks up in the sky, she says, oh no! And the big black crows make sweeping dives down at the dogs that are on the sheet, all the stuff laying out on the lawn, and dropping their load of crow dew. And then what happens is the finale. Brian comes driving in the driveway with the tractor, and he gets off the tractor, but it's still in gear. And the tractor runs over all the clothing, and the turning wheel in the back for mowing in the grass is still on. So all of the clothing is wrapped up beautifully into this mower. And everybody says, my God, my God, my God. We're talking about Brian now. my God, what a circus we have here. It is beyond compare. We should have been photographing the whole event. But we didn't. But we had it in our heart. And none of us could do anything except giggle. Giggle and giggle and giggle and think to ourselves, this is the silliest thing since ever. And are we upset because the towels and the linen are all chopped into pieces? Or because the dogs and the crows and everybody came and announced that that's their toy? Or whatever? No. We just say, Brian, you have put the coup de grace on our show for today. Thank you very much. And Brian says, what's coup de grace? And, well, that's the frosting. That's the ultimate of the ultimate of putting the show together. Now, do you think we could have a redo of that show and sell tickets for it? You know? It wouldn't work, would it? It wouldn't work, because it would turn out entirely different. Entirely different. It'd probably be that new white outfit that Anita purchased for her new role, the new image that she is, and it's laying on the lawn. And the tractor goes out, and Anita says, well, I really wasn't ready to give up my casual ways. Or are you? But, you see, that's what it's all about, Ingeborg. Now, can you see the ludicrousness of it? how absolutely crazy it is and how wonderful. Well, I'm the wonderful one. Yeah, it's fun to think of these crazy things, but hey, they're not something that couldn't happen. Because we've had the crows do crazy things, and we've had the dogs do crazy things, and really crazy things, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've had the tractor do crazy things, too. I mean, that tractor has sometimes whopped up things that shouldn't have, you know. Mm-hmm. And whatever, I tell you. Has our dryer always worked?
No.
No, there are times that it doesn't. And so what are you going to do? Lay it out on the lawn. The show is about to begin. Okay, my loves. Know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.